Amen. All right, let's continue. Okay, Mark 3, verse 31. Okay, they came to Jesus and said, "See, your mother, your father, your mother and your brother, they are calling you, you know." And Jesus said to them, "Who is my mother? Who is my brother?" And then he looked around all those, 34, looked around them who sat about him and said, "Behold, my mother, my brother." Like, look, my mother, my brother. And then he said, "Whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my mother, is my brother, is my sister." What was Jesus trying to say here? You know, these people, they were sitting down about him. They came to hear him speak. These are people that came with meekness. They came with meekness to receive the engrafted word of God that is able to save their soul. And Jesus looked and said, "See, it is not those that are calling you, you know, that want you to be performing activity that don't care about my word. They don't care about sitting at my feet. They don't care about the word. They don't care about what I say. Those are not the ones that are intimate with me," because he called them his brother. He called them his sister. He called them, you know, their mother. Those that were seated to hear his word. Using that terminology, that relationship to, you know, call them, it was trying to denote closeness, a close relationship, intimate relationship. Do you understand? All right. So, if you want to have a close walk with Jesus, you have to be intimate with him. And to be able to be intimate with him, he said, you have to do the will of God. All right. You have to do the will of God. You have to receive with meekness the engrafted word of God. You have to hear the word of God. You have to do the word of God. If you want to walk intimately with Jesus, if you want to walk closely with Jesus, all right, you know, some of you need to understand that God's love for us is unconditional. But for us to be able to flow in his love, to experience his love, to know, to walk and, you know, experience his love and, you know, dwell in his love and to be able to walk in the fullness of God. Because the Bible says in Ephesians 3, you know, 16, 18, it says that, you know, that we may know the love of Christ and be filled with all the fullness of God. You know, when we walk in the love of God, all right, when we walk in the revelation of God's love, we are filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. So for you to be able to walk in God's love, you have to keep his commandments. You have to keep his commandments. His love for us is unconditional. It's not like God is saying, "If you don't keep my command, I won't love you." No, he loves you already. But for you to be able to be filled with the fullness of God, for you to be able to live, you know, experience his love, you know, when you see things happen for you, you know, that when you open your mouth and tell people, they are just shocked, like, "Wow, what's this?" You know, you have to be able to keep his word. The Bible says in John 14 verse 15, it says, "If you love me, you keep my commandments." All right, and this is what happens when you keep his commandments. Verse 16, it says, "I will pray the Father." Okay, no, sorry, not verse 15, not verse 16, rather. Follow me to verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, says, "If a man loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him." This is another, you know, intimate, this is an intimate walk. Like, this is an intimate walk. Looking at Jesus saying, those of you that are seated around me, you know, who came to hear my word, you know, you people are my brother, you're my sister. You know, Jesus also saying here, says, those who love me are those who keep my words. He says, my Father will love me and we will come to him and make our abode with him. Verse 24, he says, "He that loves me, he that does not love me does not keep my saying." So, for us to be able to walk intimately with Jesus, there is a posture we have to take. We have to take the posture of receiving God's word with meekness, whereby you are hearing the word and you're also doing God's word. Hallelujah. You're submissive to God's word. Amen. Amen. You're not, you know, being proud and rebellious, you know, with God's word. Amen. You know, the scripture that we quoted earlier, 1 Peter 5 verse 6, says that, you know, God, you know, will exalt those that are humble. He resists the proud. Hallelujah. He will exalt those that are humble. 1 Peter 5 verse 6. And the Bible tells us in Acts 20 verse 32, it says that I commend you to God and to the word of his word, which is able to build you up. If you want God's word to build you up, you have to be humble. You have to allow God's word to teach you. You have to become a student of God's word. Amen. You have to give yourself to the hearing of God's word, to the reading of God's word, to the study of God's word, to the meditation of God's word, and to the doing of God's word, where God's word instructs you to do something and you do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're not just going to be hearing God's word, you're not doing anything about it. No. Amen. You know, in practical terms, for example, we have heard teachings and, you know, talks on social media stuff about how tithing is bad. And then, you know, you see God's word, you hear God's word, Malachi 3:10, and says, bring all tithes to my storehouse, that they may be meat in my house. You know, to receive that word with meekness so that you'll be able to see transformation in your life, you have to agree with that word and say, yes, this is it. I believe it. Amen. You have to allow God's word to teach. I'm like, okay, fine. This is what you're saying, Father. I agree with you. I may not understand it though, but God, I agree with your word. And I'm ready to do your word. And then you start giving your tithe. You start giving your tithe. And then God says, you know, he says that, prove me and you would, I will open the windows of heaven. There will not be enough room to contain it. You know, when you tithe, God will bless you with more insight, concept, and ideas for your business. The heavens will be open over you. Amen. Glory to God. So if you are still there, arguing, I beg, I'm not tithing, I will not do, I will not tithe. Everybody can go, all these teachers, this person, I want to take our money. You will not, you know, you're injuring yourself from receiving the word of God, which is able to save your soul. God's word is able to build you up and give you an inheritance. There are things that are allotted to you. There are things that God has preordained that you walk in it. But the more you are arguing with the word, you are like, I'm not going to agree. This one, my own opinion. Everybody's opinion. Everybody's having their own opinion. When we are meant to submit all opinion at the feet of God's word. If your opinion is not agreeing with God's word, we throw it away. We take God's word as our opinion. Amen. But the more you're arguing with the word, the more you will keep having, you know, things will just be tight for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I believe in balance. And I'm not saying that tithing is the only way. No, I'm saying that, see, as a believer, if you want the windows of heaven, you want things to go well with you, want to experience God's hand, want to see God's hand, want to partner with God, your finances, you have to pay, you have to give him and honor him with your tithe. It says that if you honor the Lord, you know, with your giving, it says that your barns will be filled. You will not lack. Amen. As long as you are doing the things, you have things you are doing with the works of your hands, like you are diligent with the works of your hands. Amen. Look at a believer who is tithing, who also has a job or something, that their business or something, and then look at the one that is not tithing, who also has that same job. Do we notice the one? Notice, we see that the one who is not tithing is going to be struggling. That's the truth. Amen. If you don't believe it, that means you're not meek with God's word. Hallelujah. That's the truth. Amen. You know, the Bible also talks about concerning our giving. Luke 6 verse 30. It says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Now, when you receive that word, you're like, wow, I need to give, because I want to experience. If you're experiencing, you're not, you know, everything you have, you're the one buying it. You're not meant to buy everything, no. I'm telling you the truth. You're not meant to buy everything. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 11, it says that, you know, the land that God has sworn to give us, it says that, see, is a land that you enter into, a land that, you know, cities you did not build, wells you did not dig, olive plants you did not plant. Amen. Houses filled with good things you did not fill. That's a dimension of favor, whereby there are things that you will get that you are not the one who, you know, who is the one that bought it, them. Do you understand? Amen. If you are the one that is always buying everything that you have, everything, you bought it with your money, there is nobody that bought anything for you or gave anything, you're not walking in the fullness of the blessing. No. Amen. There is a dimension of the blessing whereby people give to you. It's called favor. Amen. And for you to be able to initiate that, Jesus gave us a principle. He said, give and men will give back to you. good measure pressed down, shaking together, and running over. So when God is laying up on your heart to give, or you see opportunities to give, do not withhold. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Proverbs 11, verse 25, it says, God says that the liberal soul shall be made fat. That's God's word. See, you need to come to a point where you are absolute to God. When you sit in God's word, like, this is it. As I believe it. Don't say, but somebody around me gave. Person, see, you need, that person might have not done some certain things right. All right, don't use people's experience to judge the faithfulness of God's word. When you see what you see in God's word, believe it. God's word is true. It's faithful. God's word has been tried and it has come out, you know, pure. God's word is true. God is faithful to his word. Hallelujah. Stop using people's experiences to judge the faithfulness of God. Stop saying, but this person, that one, he finished confessing God's word, but the person still died. Hello? God's word says in Proverbs 4, it says that this word is medicine to our flesh. Amen. People's experiences will never be more accurate than God's word. The Bible says, let all men be liars. Let God be true and all men be liar. If they speak not according to this word, it's because there's no light in them. God's word is true, beloved. Some of you are no longer receiving God's word anymore because of people's experiences with God's word. People's experiences are not perfect, beloved, but God's word is perfect. Hallelujah. Receive God's word. Allow God's word renew your mind. You see, God's word, you know, comes, you know, 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. I says, not 2 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. That talks about fleeing fornication. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 18. Well, let's have reason from 16. It says, no, you know that your body is the temple, that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you. And then 1 Corinthians 6 verse 18 tells us that we should flee fornication. And why? 1 Corinthians 3 shows us verse 16 says, because our body is the temple of God. And you're just there again. I beg you, if we don't give the guy sex, who's going to, how are we going to see husband to marry? Hello, no. You need to receive with meekness the engrafted word of God. So you'll be able to save your own soul. Because the truth is this, God's word is profitable. It's profitable. 1 Timothy 4 verse 8, it says that godliness is profitable unto all things. What does profitable mean? It means to your advantage. Amen. If you tithe, it's to your advantage. If you give, it's to your advantage. Men will give to you. If you tithe, the windows of heaven will be open unto you. If you give, God will bring people your way to bless you. If you, you know, stay away from sex, you will not be fine. You know, every month, if you want to see your prayer, your heart is cutting, I might be pregnant, I might be pregnant, or STD, or you are now, there's just this, you are now feeling drained spiritually, low self-esteem. If you follow God's word, it is for you. It is for you. It is for your own advantage. So, beloved, allow God's word to transform you. Amen. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. That's what I was trying to quote the other time. You know, it says that we all with an open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord. We are changed into the same glory, into the same image, from glory to glory, even as the by the Spirit of God. It says, but we all with an open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of God. You know, you have to be intentional about it. You have to be intentional. If you want God's word to transform, you have to be intentional. And for you to be intentional, you know, for you to be meek, you have to be intentional about it. Amen. You have to be intentional about it. That God, I'm ready to receive your word. I'm ready to take your word as the final say. Not what somebody said that has not worked for them. Some of you, I heard strongly in my spirit, people's experiences has, you know, made you not treasure the word of God. The Bible says in Hebrews 4 verse 12, says the word of God is powerful, is sharper than any two-edged sword. God's word is powerful. People's experiences will not make God's word, you know, not powerful any longer. Thank God for people's experiences who use the word of God and then they got result. But the word of God on its own is powerful. When you put it to work, the power manifests in your life. Hallelujah to God. Amen. So, beloved, allow God's word transform you. Allow God's word renew your mind. Romans 12 verse 2. It says that, you know, be renewed
Don't be conformed to the cultures. Don't be conformed to the system of this world, but be renewed. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove that which is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It is only God's word that is able to save your soul. It's only God's word that is able to transform your mind. But for you to be able to transform your mind, you have to receive it with humility. You have to receive it with a teachable heart. You have to allow God's word to teach you. You have to submit to God's word. You have to hear and do the word. Not hear and argue with the word. It is hear and do the word. Hallelujah. We are blessed in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you are strengthened with all might by the Spirit of God in your inner man to be able to do God's word. Yes, there are some of you listening to me right now. You know, while the teaching was going on, God was giving you instructions, telling you to do certain things. I pray for strength that you'll be able to stand up and do those things in the name of Jesus. Be it a relationship you have to break, be it a decision you have to make. I pray for strength, supernatural strength on you right now to be able to do that which you need to do in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, I remain Doreen Omoshele. You can share with me, you know, if you have questions or you have testimony of God's word, you know, you can send me an email at doreenaronofficial@gmail.com. yes, or whenladiesgather@gmail.com. I love you. God bless you.